Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Saturday, the day of relaxing. Welcome to the second episode of New Indian Model School Dubai podcast, where you will enjoy lovely songs sung by students and teachers, poems, riddles, facts, and many more coming your way. So here we go. Let's start our podcast with Quran recitation, followed by a chat show with Dr. Asra.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
In the name of Allah, most gracious and most merciful, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of that which He created, and from the evil of the darkness when it spreads, and from the evil of the blowers into knots, and from the evil of an envious one when he envies.
As you know that prevention is better than cure, let's hear it from Dr. Asra, what she has to say about the flu that is in the air these days. The Flu Alert Talk with Dr. Asra. Good morning, Dr. Asra. We're happy to have you back for yet another education talk on healthcare and prevention on the flu. How have you been?
Hi, a very good morning to all the listeners, and hi, Masuma. It's going great, Alhamdulillah. The students are coming and everything is going as per our required plan and everything. Alhamdulillah, it's going well.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Can you please throw some light on the flu?
I took up this topic because I thought last time when we have spoken about the COVID-19, I thought let me be making people more aware about another disease which is linked to COVID symptoms. Actually, COVID symptoms, I can tell you, which is the seasonal influenza. So, seasonal influenza is actually caused by a group of viruses called influenza virus, okay, mainly affecting the nose and the throat. And the symptoms vary from mild to severe, and similar symptoms whatever you are facing in the COVID, like high fever, body pains, extreme tiredness and dry cough. So these are the symptoms which people exhibit and they come with, okay. So most people affected recover within a few days to 2 weeks of being infected, but there are chances of serious complications also.
Great, thank you so much. And how is this different from common cold?
This is a very good question, because you know, generally people think if the mild flu is there, they feel it is just common cold, because common cold is caused by entirely different virus, which is called a rhinovirus. Okay, so the rhinovirus causes the common cold, which is having the symptoms of headache and runny or stuffy nose. Okay, so sometimes it is difficult to tell the difference between bad cold and flu. Okay, because both are respiratory illnesses and both are caused by the different viruses. But just because the symptoms are
similar,
only the severity depends, which has to be distinguished. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is the difference.
And what is the mode of spreading?
Same, nothing else other than the droplet infection. But one thing is, it's highly contagious. When you see some people with this, better to take whatever the necessary precautions what we are taking right now.
Okay. Yes. And any preventive measures you would like to recommend?
Preventive measures, I'll tell you something. Always they say prevention is better than cure, right? So, annual flu vaccine to be taken. So, the flu vaccine which is giving protection against common viruses causing flu is a very, very important thing, and it is a primary way to prevent sickness and complications due to the flu. Okay, the flu vaccine has been updated on a yearly basis. okay, to protect against all possible viruses. So better you go for a flu shot every year.
And who should take this vaccine? Who should get vaccinated?
See, vaccine is allowed for anybody after 6 months of age. Okay, before 6 months, the maternal antibodies which are present in the baby, that will give protection to the child. So once the 6 month period is done, the child is susceptible to get this infection.
Okay.
So I can list out like anybody and everybody after 6 months of age, and the healthcare workers and the smokers especially, okay, the Hajj and Umrah pilgrims, and any senior citizens, I mean to say whoever is beyond the age of 65 years are exposed to high risk, so better they go for it, because they have some or the other ailment like diabetes or hypertension or some heart problems or something, right? So the flu can aggravate those conditions, so better you get a flu shot done, all right? And it is highly recommended in risky conditions and immunocompromised adults, and mostly the pregnant women have to be protected with flu vaccine.
Okay. And what do you think is the best time to get vaccine?
Best time to get vaccine is before the onset of winters.
Oh.
Okay. And right now, as this 21st September marks, last day of UAE summer, which was officially announced 2 days back in news.
Mm.
Okay. So highly recommended by the end of the September or early October. Okay.
Mm.
Because this gives protection throughout the current season, which is going to happen in a few days from now. Okay.
Right.
So yearly flu vaccination is very, very essential to reduce the risk of getting flu and also to spread the infection, to avoid the spread of infection to others in the community.
Okay. And why is it required to get every year?
Every year because one thing is very common with viruses, that is mutations. Mutations mean they change every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when they change every year, vaccine is reviewed and updated every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever this year the virus is, it has been studied, and whatever the mutated virus or anything different you find, so the vaccine is produced against that. Okay, so since it is updated, it is required. And one more thing is, every year when the person is taking vaccine, the immunity level against the influenza virus starts to decline over a period of time. Okay, so the minute you take vaccine, within a week or two, okay, the person starts to get immunity against the influenza.
Mm-hmm.
But over a period of time, because over months together, right, the immunity level in the person starts getting decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So every year it has to be given as a booster dose.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And where can we get the vaccines?
You can get the vaccines in any healthcare centers in the UAE, any clinics in the UAE. Okay.
Okay. And how safe is it? Safe is the vaccine?
Flu vaccines have a very, very good safety record. Very minimal side effects, I can tell you, for very few people, like redness or pain in the injected area, low grade fever and aches, which may last just for a day or two, not much. And since I told you, right, all pregnant ladies have to get vaccinated. So whatever is giving to pregnant people is considered to be the safest, right? Because the baby will be getting exposed to the risk, if at all. So, and one more reason for getting all the pregnant ladies vaccinated is, if at all these pregnant ladies who are unimmunized with this, get exposed to influenza, there are chances of premature birth, low birth weight, and stillbirth also sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. So, it is highly recommended for these ladies. And the available vaccines before were different because they used to come in multi-dose vials. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But right now they come in single pre-filled syringes, and they don't contain any preservatives like thimerosal or anything which can lead to some complication. And even if initially they used to say people with egg allergies cannot take it, but right now since 2-3 years they have said even if it is that, no problem, you can go for it, nothing to worry. So the safety profile is quite high.
Okay, all right. So the winter is coming up, and we'd like to know if Will there be flu along with COVID-19?
Yes, it is possible to have COVID-19 and flu at the same time. Therefore, getting a flu vaccine this year is more and more important. Okay, because the symptoms are similar, right? So this, just because the symptoms are similar, it makes it very much difficult for people to differentiate without a laboratory testing whether it is COVID or the other one. Yeah. Yes. So that's the reason you have to go for protection against this with the vaccine.
Okay. And why is it important to get the flu vaccine during the pandemic?
There are two reasons mainly. Okay. First is, there is not enough information about the effect of the co-infection, that is, on the patients. So if co-infection in the sense, if the person is having both COVID and flu together, you never know what is the seriousness of the situation. Sure. So at least if the person is protected against flu, okay, the complications due to flu can be controlled. Okay. And COVID-19 is the symptomatic treatment whichever the people are getting will be available. And secondly, it reduces the burden on the healthcare system that is already strained by the COVID-19 response. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can reduce the cost of hospitalization and the complications. So better to be safe than sorry. That's it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asra.
Yeah, one more thing what I would like to say is, stress on all the vaccinations, stay home if you are sick, hand hygiene to be maintained, avoid touching the frequently touched objects by everybody. Okay, cover your sneezes, follow all the cough and sneezing etiquettes. Okay, and avoid shaking hands and practice social distancing. Eat healthy, sleep well, exercise and relax and do some meditation, which is very, very important. Okay, because immune system is very, very compromised even if at all the person is getting infected. So finally, one more time, let me stress on the importance of flu shot. Flu vaccine can keep you protected from getting sick from flu. Okay. Number two is, it will reduce the flu associated hospitalization for the children, working adults and the senior citizens. Okay. Then it is a preventive tool for people with chronic health conditions, like I said, with diabetes or hypertension or any bronchial asthma, or people who are chronic smokers. Okay. They will be protected to a certain level with this. All right. Then it prevents the complications of flu during pregnancy, like how I mentioned just a few minutes back. And it is life-saving in many children. Okay. It reduces the severity of illness in people who get vaccinated. Okay. But seeing the severity, I think you need to take it. And also, one more important thing is, if you are vaccinated, it protects the people around you. Okay, because you don't know whether those people have taken the vaccine or not.
Okay,
so
yes.
This is one thing I say, the importance of flu vaccine this year has been
elevated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So ideally speaking, by the end of September or early October, be prepared before the winter sets in.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Asra. Your session, the interview was amazing. You were very educative, and I hope the audience who listens adheres to all the advices that you have given, and we can hope for a healthy environment this year. Thank you so much. We'll get you back next time.
You're welcome.
Oh, wonderful. That was very informative. Thank you, Dr. Asra. Coming up next are the songs sung by mothers and daughters. The first song will be by Mrs. Ramya, the second by Miss Naila, and the third by Miss Helen.
Good morning, myself Ramya Krishnan, class teacher of grade 1T. Today I'm going to present a song along with my daughter. Meet my daughter.
Hi everyone, good morning. My name is Vrinda Vinayar. I'm studying in grade 3K in New Indian Model School.
Oh.
ചാരുതീരം പുഴയോരം കളമേളം കവിത പാടുതീരം കായലകൾ പൊൽകും തണുകറിയും നീളനാട്ടിൽ ഇളഞ്ഞാറും ഇളയാടും
from grade 4M. Today I am going to sing a song.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. And oh my I like your style. You make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, 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 oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. They day. Move for me, move for me, move for me. Eh, 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 eh. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my dear, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. But you just beg to see me dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. And oh my, I like your style. You make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, 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 oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me. Eh, 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 eh. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. They say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, 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 oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me. Eh, 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 eh. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. Ooh, 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 oh.
Hello everyone, I'm Helen Crystal and I'm teaching in grade 1 E class, and here is my son.
Hi everyone, I'm Alan Dave and I'm studying in grade 1 I.
Here we are going to sing a song about love of mom and daughter, and here we go.
I love you, I love you. I love you, Mommy.
Mini kadangal mayan, ur paattu moolam kaadil. I kanna chunda ninja, teen mudaranan. I naattu maavin neene, palkalirugal aadum naalil. I raakinaavin kootu chai, oomilavalli. காற்று வந்தே பூக்கள் சேர்த்து நெஞ்சில் சாரி இப்பாதிரா தாரம் நோக்கி நின்றுதோரி இமோகவானின் கோணில் தீப நாளம் போலி நீ கனவிலும் நிலவில் கதிரொளியாய்.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Mommy. I love you, I love you, I love you, Mommy.
அந்நாட்டு கட்டில் போலே மணி மேலுறக்கி எண்ணி காதில் தோறாளீரே தாராட்டுகள் பாடி ஈராவுறங்கீராதே பகரம் முழுதும் பாட்டு அப்போய காரம் கோரி நிறைச்சொரு காட்டத்தேனில் மண் வீணையா ஞான் நின்னோ மௌன காலம் போலே என் பாதிராத்தேங்கி நின்றிருக்காய் பொன்னே இமோகவானின் கோணு
I love you, I love you, I love you, Mommy. I love you, I love you, I love you, Mommy.
Mm-hmm. പണി നീ കൊടങ്ങൽ ചായം ഒരു പൂവനം പോൽ ഇന്നും ഇനി ഉള്ളിനുള്ളിൽ വാഴും ഈ നമ്മ നിലാവേ ഈ കൈ കുടങ്ങി കൊള്ളിൽ ഈ തഴി ഉണത്തും ചൂട് ഈ കോഴമഞ്ഞിൽ മൂടിയുറങ്ങാൻ ചീഴയായി കൂടെ പൊന്നാമപ്പോലെ ആടി നിൽക്കാതീവ ഈ മാറ്റിനാലോളം ചാഞ്ഞുറങ്ങാൻ വായു ഈ മൂകവാനിൻ കോണ് താരകാലം പോലെ നീ കടവീനും നിലവീനും കതിരൊളിയാൻ
I love you, I love you, I love you, mommy. I love you, I love you, I love you, mommy.
The songs were sung melodiously. I have enjoyed it, and I'm sure you enjoyed it too. Coming up next.
Now here's a few tips so you don't get sick. We gotta fight the germs that make your nose drip. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, and that'll put everyone at ease. Don't touch your eyes, mouth or nose, cause that's where all the naughty germs go. Wash your hands before every meal. A 20-second scrub, please, that's the deal. Same goes when you use the loo. Wash your hands and dry them too. Be safe, be cool.
Do you know what the tongue twisters are? They are a sequence of words or sounds, typically of an alliterative kind, that are difficult to pronounce quickly and correctly. So, let's hear it from tiny tots to 10-year-old having fun with tongue twisters.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to say a tongue twister. Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to say a tongue twister. Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Thank you.
Everyone, introducing myself. Nikashina V. Praveen from grade 2F. Tongue twister. Bitter butter. Betty bought a bar of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty beat a bit of butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty bought a bar of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty beat a bit of butter to make the bitter butter better.
My name is Jonah. I am from grade 2H, New Indian Model School, Dubai. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Thank you.
I am Zaza from grade 2O. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
I saw a kitten in a kitchen eating a chicken.
What's up?
Just getting bored.
Even me getting bored sitting at home, right?
Yeah. Let's play something.
What do we play?
Dumb streets? Dumb streets? No. Then, wait, let me think of some good game. Memory game.
That's boring. What about tongue twisters?
Tongue twisters, yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay, so let me say the rules. Like, I'll be telling you a tongue twister. I'll say slow, okay? And you have to repeat the same tongue twister fast, okay?
Okay, I'm ready. Who's gonna start?
I'll start first.
Okay. You need to tell it a bit slow, okay?
Yeah. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So it was better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Oh my god, that's really hard. Wait, what was it? Betty bought her bottom. Yeah, okay, I remember. Betty bought her bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So, twas better Betty bought a bit of better butter. Oh my god.
Actually, that was too big.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can say me.
Okay, this is really easy, okay? Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. You need to tell this three times, okay?
Okay. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Okay, that was good. Okay. Now, you must tell me.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
What?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Oh my god. Okay, I'll try it. How can a clam clean wait, no. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
You have to say a little bit fast.
Okay. Oh my god. How can a clam cram in a clean How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Very nice.
Okay, so I'll ask you. Okay, so she sells seashells by the seashore. Three times, okay?
Yeah. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Susie works in a shoes shine shop. Where she shines, she sits, and where she sits, she shines. Oh god.
Oh my god, I want to see that. Okay, what is it? Sushi shines, she sits.
Or? No, it's Sushi works in a shoe shine shop.
Yeah, okay, where she shines, she sits. Okay, yeah, I got it. Sushi, right?
No, it's Sushi.
Okay. Sushi works in a shoe shine shop. Oh my god. Where she shines, she... Oh my god. Okay, I'll say it again, okay? Is it okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Sushi works in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits. And where she sits, she shines. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll ask you. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Oh god. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a... shall I say this three times?
No, one is enough.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Correct. Okay. Okay, now one more.
Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
What? Can you repeat it again?
Yeah, of course. Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
Okay. Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll ask you. You know New York, you need New York. You know you need unique New York.
You know New York. Oh god. You know New York, you need New York. You know you need unique you in New York.
Okay. Now, if a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
What the? If a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
No, not does he choose.
Oh,
choose.
Yeah. Okay. If a dog chooses shoes, yeah. If a dog chooses shoes, if a dog chooses shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Correct. Okay. Near an ear, a nearer ear, a nearly eerie ear.
Near and near and near, a nearly eerie ear.
No, that's wrong. See, near an ear, okay? Near an ear. A nearer ear. A nearly eerie ear.
Yuck. Near and near and near and nearly
ear. Oh my god. Once again.
Near and near and near.
Okay, let's skip that one. Okay. Okay, so this is another one. Okay, this is really short. Eddie edited it.
Yeah, that's easy. Eddie edited it.
Very good. So, congrats. You passed your tongue twisters.
Bye-bye.
Challenge. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jatin Veer Singh. I'm from 5A. So let's start. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Now my turn is finished. Now it's your turn to try it. Thank you.
Oh wow, that was so cool. How talented these kids are. We have another talent coming up just for you. A beautiful song sung by a mother and a daughter. You Raise Me Up.
When I am dark, I endure my soul so weary. When troubles come, and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come. And sit a while with me.
You raise me up so I can stand the mountains. You raise me up to walk on sunny seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong and I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong You raise me up to more than I can be.
Well, wasn't that beautiful? As Roy T. Bennett once said, believe in yourself. You are braver than you think, more talented than you know, and capable of more than you imagine. Here we have Miss Binny Anil, who would like to share her life experience with us.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have in our midst Mrs. Binny on our NIMS radio. I am so excited to welcome you, ma'am. The most talented, who won the first prize and popular award in the category for Mona Act conducted by ACAF. ACAF is a volunteering group with alumni members all over 100 colleges in Kerala. Would you tell us how this wonderful and silent journey began of yours, ma'am?
A very good morning, Joshita, and all the listeners. First of all, thank you for inviting me to the NIMS Radio. Well, there was nothing much as a silent journey in my life. I came to UAE in 2002. Actually, my ambition was to become a college lecturer. But when I was preparing for NET, I met with a tragic accident. After 7 long years, I joined in NIMS in 2009 as a teacher. Now I am very proud to be a part of NIMS.
Okay. We are also proud, ma'am. Ma'am, were you interested in mono acts or stage shows during your school days?
Yes, I was interested in acting, but during my school days, I didn't get much opportunities. Also, I wasn't confident enough to ask support from my family.
Okay, so how was your support system? Did you receive support and encouragement from family and friends?
Yes, I'm very grateful to ACA for providing me such a wonderful platform. Also, I had a sincere support from my family, friends, HOS, assistant HOS, HOD, supervisors, and my whole NIMS team.
Okay, ma'am.
I have the same feeling of happiness I have while talking about these wonderful people.
Okay, ma'am, what are your future plans? As far as this arena of acting is concerned, do you want to pass it on to your children?
Yes, basically I have interest in acting. So whenever I get a chance to train my students, I will give them a proper support and practice wholeheartedly.
Okay, ma'am, what would you like to tell our upcoming generation? How can we motivate them?
Believe in yourself and work hard. And when life gives you opportunity, utilize them.
Thank you so much, Binny ma'am. Thank you, Binny ma'am. It was really a motivational message. We are really glad that we have such a talented personality among us. We are really proud of you. Thank you, Binny ma'am.
Thank you, Joshita.
Thank you so much.
So, I say to all those who are listening today, don't limit yourself to the skies where there is a galaxy out there. What do you think? We have next in line. Stay tuned for some interesting facts from students.
Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Faiha.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Haifa?
Good, fine. Alhamdulillah. What about you, Faiha?
I am also fine. Alhamdulillah.
Do you know, Faiha? It's the UAE's 48th National Day. It's time to celebrate this great nation's 48th year as a united country. I have to share about you some cool and unique factors about UAE.
Oh, Haifa, I am excited to know some cool and unique facts about UAE.
Okay, Faiha, of course. Why not? I will tell you. Ajman is the smallest emirate in the UAE. It covers an area of 260 square kilometers and has a population of 3,73,000 people.
Oh, that's great. I have never known.
Dubai is the home to the world's first ever seen star hotel, Burj Al Arab. It's very beautiful. Do you like it, Faiha? I like it.
I like it too. It's really cool and amazing. Masdar City in Abu Dhabi is the world's first zero carbon, zero waste, car-free city. It is one of the world's most sustainable urban community developments.
Wow, it's really important to the nature. Will you tell me more?
The UAE population consists of more than 200 nationalities. The expats make up about 80%.
My, UAE is a really big country. That was interesting. Now can I share some facts with you?
Yes, I want to know more facts. Can you explain for me, Faiha?
Okay, Haifa, I'll explain to you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you know that Dubai has 4 man-made islands? The Palm Jumeirah, the Palm Jebel Ali, Deira Island, and the Worlds. How wonderful, isn't it? I want to meet it all. How happy I would be. Wouldn't you be happy?
Oh yes, I would. Tell me more.
And as you told me, Ajman is the smallest emirate. Did you know that Abu Dhabi, the capital of UAE, is the largest emirate and accounts for about 87% of UAE's total area?
Oh my, how large! Tell me more.
Ferrari owns the largest theme park in Abu Dhabi. The roller coaster, the Rosso, is the world's fastest roller coaster. Oh, I wish I could go through that. How exciting it would be.
Oh my, fastest roller coaster? I will be the happiest. Go on, tell me about the Emirates.
Umm Al Quwain is the least populated emirate in the UAE. I think it's a beautiful place though. Have you visited there?
Yes, I have. Indeed, it's a very beautiful place. Go on, tell me more.
Did you know that the UAE has a literacy of 3%? The literacy rate of women in the UAE is 95.8%. How wonderful.
Yes, indeed, it's wonderful.
That's all I know. Was it informative? I think yours was very informative to me. I have never known this much about UAE.
Oh, indeed, it was. Thank you for sharing your information with me, Faiha. I'm going. Bye. We can see you next time. Stay home, stay safe. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Faiha.
Okay, bye Haifa, same to you. Stay home, stay safe. Walaikum salam, Haifa.
Hey Arush, how are you?
I'm fine, what about you?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah.
So Shanum, do you remember what is today?
Yes, I remember. Today is Scientific Facts Challenge.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So let's get started. So I'm going to start first, okay? Okay, so my first fact. Did you know 41 new species are discovered by scientists every single day?
Did you know the word scientist first appeared in 1833?
Did you know scientists finally concluded that the chicken came first, not the egg, because the protein which makes eggshells is only produced by hens?
Did you know a 10-year-old accidentally created in 2012 a new molecule in science class? Tetranitratoxycarbon.
Okay, that was good. Okay, so my next fact is, did you know sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia is the scientific term for brain freeze? Oh my god, that was an, you know, difficult kind of name.
Yeah. Did you know the average number of readers of any given published scientific paper is said to be 0.6?
Did you know a new scientific method called toxineering turns venoms into painkillers?
Did you know scientists have developed a way of charging mobile phones using urine?
Okay, so but still, that's a nice talent. Did you know scientists can grow teeth from urine?
Did you know scientists can turn peanut butter into diamonds?
Oh wow, how is that even possible? Okay, so the next fact. Did you know scientists have developed a microparticle filled with oxygen that can be injected into the bloodstream so we can live without breathing?
Did you know 4 Japanese scientists measured the amount of friction between a shoe, a banana skin, and the floor? It's 0.7.
The world's oldest known creature, a mollusk, was 507 years old until scientists killed it by mistake.
Did you know earthquakes turn water into gold?
Oh my god, that's so good. Did you know a bolt of lightning is 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun?
Did you know eating salmon helps hair grow faster?
Did you know it only takes 6 minutes for brain cells to react to alcohol?
Did you know rain contains vitamin B12?
Did you know hot water can freeze faster than cold water in some circumstances?
Did you know during photosynthesis, plants emit light called fluorescence that humans can't see?
Did you know sunflowers can be used to clean up radioactive waste?
Did you know it would take light 100,000 years to travel from one end of the Milky Way galaxy to the other?
Oh my god, 100,000 years!
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's, you know, a large amount of time. Okay, did you know if you could fold a piece of paper 50 times, its thickness would exceed the distance from here to the sun? Oh my god!
Did you know every time a woodpecker's beak hits a tree, its head is subject to 1,000 times the force of gravity?
Oh, great. Did you know you can start a fire with ice?
Did you know researchers believe the first human case of HIV was in Kinshasa, Congo around 1920?
Did you know the Big Bang Theory was actually first theorized by a Catholic priest?
Did you know there are 10 times more bacterial cells in your body than body cells?
Did you know ice melting in Antarctica has caused a small shift in gravity in the region?
Did you know most dinosaurs are known from just a single tooth or bone?
Did you know there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere today than at any point in the last 800,000 years?
Did you know bees can be trained to detect bombs?
Oh my god. Did you know a day on Venus is longer than its years?
Did you know tomatoes have more Guinness than humans?
Did you know parasitic and host plants have a dialogue by sharing genetic information with one another?
Did you know friends share more DNA than strangers?
Did you know potatoes have more chromosomes than humans?
Did you know your weight on the moon is 16.5% of your weight on Earth?
Did you know the Earth's deepest known point equals to 24.5 Empire State Buildings end to end? Oh my god.
Did you know the sun is 400 times further away from Earth than the moon is?
Did you know each food contains about 250,000 sweat glands? My god.
Oh, what a lovely day. I could relax and listen to so many things just sitting on my couch. I believe you all have enjoyed today's program as much as I did. Thank you for tuning into NIMS Dubai podcast. Goodbye for now until we meet again. Oops, there's something I would like to tell you all. That there is something exciting in store for you on Human Library coming this Saturday. Join in for the Human Library. We'll be updating you soon on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you. Bye-bye. See you next time.